This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 32 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and I'm from WWE Today. With me on the show today is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you, Mike. How are you doing?
I am doing fine on this beautiful sunny day in January. Oh, that's the cool. Temperature is high and the sun is bright.
Wow. Sounds like a Disney movie. I expect birds and dancing and things to happen soon.
Talking mice and ducks.
Right. So I have a shout out today for our good buddy, Colin Buchanan. And Colin is from California. And I remember when I got my coast to coast right afterwards, we were walking in California Adventure and Colin came up and said hello last year. And this year he came over to Florida and just got his coast to coast. So we give him a shout out. Very good, Colin.
Also with us on the show tonight is my favorite sock geek from Capital City Running, Steve Bernhardt. How are you doing, Steve?
I am doing absolutely fantastic. Well, while you're getting sun, we've been getting some rain. So I know a lot of people out there are tired probably of running in rain or snow or that type of stuff. But we get it so rarely down here. I had the opportunity to run in the rain and I actually enjoyed it very, very much because it was such a novel opportunity. So I'll take another rainy day anytime here is something that's a little bit fresh and different here in Central Texas.
I'm sure rain is good once in a while. Okay, we're doing questions, and we're going to start right off and answer our first question. Comes from, I'm challenged with this name, Louis Pessoa from Madisonville, Louisiana. And Louis says a lot of nice things, and he gets down to the two questions. And he says, I have two questions. The first is for Steve. While at the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror Race Expo, I was fitted for a pair of orthotics. My running shoes are ASICS Nimbus 13 and 14. Is orthotics better to wear with the shoes, or is it better to stay with the original insole design for the shoe? So let's go to this question first, Steve. We talk about orthotics. We got to be real careful, right?
Well, what I'm assuming is that it's probably what we call an insert. I mean, orthotic is usually something that's custom made by a podiatrist, where maybe something you might pick up at an event like an expo, most likely probably be they may call an orthotic, but it's probably going to be more of an insert. It can be a cushioned insert or a stability insert. I'm not sure what type Lewis got here. I guess the first thing I'd say is, you know, the sock liners in today's shoes are the best they've ever been. They used to be kind of a throwaway piece, and you know, 9 out of 10 people used to put some type of a cushioned insert or a stability type of an insert in them as a given. Not anymore. I tell you, there's a lot of good inserts in there. So I guess the thing is if you know why you're wearing the insert. You know, is it for knee pain? Is it for fit? You know, there's a variety of reasons why you know some people will wear or put an insert in their shoes. Personally, I've never had a lot of success with them. But you know, I guess it comes down to if it makes your running more comfortable, if it's addressing an injury issue, it's giving you a better fit in your shoe, then I say go for it. If it seems to be a hindrance, it seems to be unnatural, it seems to be messing up your gait pattern, then I would say dump it. So I guess, you know, it really would depend on why you have the insert and what kind of results it's given to you as if you should continue with it.
I think that's a real good answer. Louis's second question, I'm going to throw this one at Michelle. This is what he says. My second question is during both the half and full marathons, when running through the parks, are the bathrooms accessible? It would seem this would be a much better place to use than a portalette along the race path. I am thinking while in Tomorrowland, make a quick pit stop, whether needing it or not, due to ease of use. Is this a good idea or is it even possible? Thanks, and I love the podcast. Hope to see you marathon weekend.
Well, I am the bathroom queen. I always have to go to the bathroom, so this is a great question for me. First of all, I think, you know, having done some local races, Disney really makes sure that there are lots and lots of bathrooms. So there'll be plenty of bathrooms before the race, but your question is specifically during the half and full marathons. So yes, you can definitely stop along the way. What you want to make sure is that you're not going outside of one of the places where the timer mat is, and those aren't really near the bathrooms or usually near the park, so you should be okay. One that I've used before, and I know Mike has used before because he mentioned running into gals there during the Princess Half, is in the Ticket and Transportation Center. That was the one you used, right, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So there's one there that you can use. But in Tomorrowland, there's one as you approach the center of Tomorrowland and start to take a left, there's that ice cream shop there. And I don't remember the name of that ice cream shop that's in Tomorrowland, but you can definitely use that bathroom as well.
Galactic smoothies or
something like that. Yeah. So you can definitely use those. Whether or not it's a good idea, I've used them before, and at Hollywood Studios at the end of the street there. It's just, you know, it's crazy people running in and out. It's, you know, everybody's really fast. I don't see any problem. Just have to be careful you don't slip and or bump into somebody, but it should be fine. You should be okay.
The very first half I ran, we used to run on the left side of World Drive, and we actually, it was kind of dangerous because the elite runners coming back were on our left and we were on their right, and it was all on one side of the road, but there were our trees up there next near the plaza and the park, the toll plaza, and a lot of us were visiting those trees that morning, and I didn't realize it until I got to the trees that they were actually unisex trees. They were both males and females there making good use of the trees. Anyways, since then I've been using the bathrooms in the parks. Okay, our next question is from Nikki Alexander. And Nikki says, I have a quick question. I am a new runner who had back surgery 7 months ago. I am starting slow with the run-walk program. My question is, what stretches are good for calf tightness at the beginning of my run? My calves are really tight 5 minutes into my run. Any help would be great. I'm going to turn to Steve first, and then I'm going to pipe in with my thoughts on stretching. Steve, stretching for the calves?
Well, the first thing I'd warn against is, you know, that is, you know, static stretching of a cold muscle. So you might need to do a little bit of a warm-up first. It says they're getting tight about 5 minutes in, so maybe you need to start with a little bit of a walk before you do any kind of stretching to get some blood flow to that muscle so you don't tear it or get a pull and then just make a bad situation worse. You know, there are a variety of, there's some devices out there that can help with some real safe calf stretching. I've got one in mind right now, and I cannot come up with the name of the device. You can find it online. You know, but one other thought that I have is you might want to try a compression calf sleeve. We've talked about compression on this show before. I had similar situation a few years ago out of the blue, started getting some cramping in my calves, some tightness in my calves. Grabbed a pair of compression leg sleeves that helped to kind of support my calf muscles, and voila, they went away. You know, cramping can cause from a variety of things, from tight muscles, from dehydration, you know, a variety of different things. But that might be also, if stretching doesn't seem to work, I would say maybe try like a compression calf sleeve. That might give you some relief. Mike?
I agree with you, Steve, about the danger of overdoing it early on. Actually, when it comes to stretching, Jeff Galloway and I are in the same slot, you might say. One of the things that I watched Jeff and talked with him about what he likes to do, and he likes to shuffle, you know, and walk a little bit and, you know, mix it up a little bit before he gets into his run. And I started doing that about a year and a half ago, and I like that. For about 5 minutes, I'll walk, and I'll slowly get faster and faster, and then I'll get into my jog. I think that if you're going to stretch, the best time to stretch is after your run. When your muscles are warm, it's like silly putty that's very pliable. So I would just do what, you know, is a natural thing, and that is just, you know, walk for a little bit and then get into your run. But certainly you have to be very careful. Michelle?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that I've only had this problem once in a long run about mile 17, but I have become a foam roller fan, a big foam roller fan. The strength trainer with whom I work is always pushing for me to do it, and it's helped with my IT band, and I also suggest that you use it for your calf muscle. It hurts, and if it hurts, that's when I understand that there's a problem. But also the stick, using the stick, which is called the stick, that rolling thing that you use. Maybe I keep one in my car and I use it before I start to run on the problem areas, and I just roll it out. I have one that's about a foot long, so you might try that.
Okay. Our next question comes from Don Ardito from Naperville, Illinois. And Don asks, are you planning a meet for the Princess Half Marathon? This OCD planner would like to put it on the spreadsheet. Well, Don, we haven't figured out yet if or where, but I would say that we will probably know sometime late January or early February if we're going to have a meet, and we'll certainly post it. I'm guessing that we will.
Definitely.
That was an easy question. All right. We have a question from Jenna Clark, and she hails from Markham, Ontario. So this is an international question. And Jenna says, first of all, thank you so much for the podcast. I use each new episode as a reward for my long runs. My question is about the Princess Half Expo. I will be attending the race with my family and another family. We will be staying at Port Orleans French Quarter for 9 days. I'm the only one of our group who will be running the Princess Half, which just happens to be 2 days before my 40th birthday.
Woohoo! Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I will leave our group to get my race kit, and I am trying to decide the best time to do that. I would rather not go to the expo, which will be at Coronado Springs, first thing Friday the 22nd, as it will be our first morning at Walt Disney World, and I would like to enjoy it with my kids. I am considering heading to the Magic Kingdom with our group first thing Friday morning and making my way to the expo early Friday afternoon. Do you think this would be a good time to attend? Or should I really try to get there first thing Saturday morning? Also, I am unsure how to get to the expo, either from our resort or from the parks. Any help that you could offer me would be greatly, gratefully received. Michelle, okay. You go first. You and Steve can handle this one.
So Jenna actually wanted to mention she's a knows our good friend Sharla Manglass. So just a little shout out to Sharla. So the expo is going to be for the Princess on Friday, February 22nd and on Saturday, February 23rd. And Jenna, it runs from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. So I think get there in the morning, or get there if you don't want to, get there later towards, you know, closing time, 6 o'clock. I think that would be fine. Spend the day in the parks with your family, and then I think it'll be really it'll be a good time to go if you go, you know, from 6 to 7, because there aren't going to be a lot of people there. So I think that's going to be really good. If you want to go Saturday, it opens at 9 a.m., but I think going later in the day is fine. In terms of getting there, you haven't heard this because we just released it very recently, maybe, but in episode 29, we talked to John Hughes, the race director, and one of the questions we asked was about the expo being at Coronado Springs. And he assured us that there are going to be plenty of buses from different resorts. So I assume that you're not driving yourself, you're staying on property. All you need to do is just catch a bus from your resort, or, you know, there'll be race directions sent out, I'm sure, by, you know, very soon. And you'll be able to look at that information. If we see anything, we'll post it on our Facebook page. Anybody else?
Steve, when do you go to get your bib? Do you go early in the morning, or when do you go?
You know, that's traditionally what I've done. You know what I mean? Go get it and go head over in the morning and get it out of the way. It seems like you know, the crowds are minimal. You can get in and out fairly quick. I have a couple of old business acquaintances that come down and participate in the expo every year. So I always make a point to swing in and say hi to them. So I want to catch up with those guys before they get too busy. So that's usually it. Get over there in the morning. I think is usually would be a general advice I'd give to people if they want to have the least crowd seen and are looking just to get their packet and pick up a few items and be on their way.
I agree. All right, Lise, let's see. We have one more question, and this looks like it's something for Gadget Girl. It comes from Amy Myers, and she says, oh, she's from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Mm-hmm. She says, hiya, pals. Lisa, oh, well, I can't do Mickey.
She writes like Mickey Mouse?
She writes like Mickey.
That's just cool.
Pal. She like says, that. Please forgive me if this is a repeat question, but I looked and I don't see it. I'm a few episodes behind on the podcast, though. I'm wondering if anyone has any recommendations for a good pair of wireless headphones for running. I know Mike mentioned one option on a Christmas list episode, but it didn't sound like he'd try those. Any tips would be appreciated.
Michelle? All right. Yeah, I have some. I have some Jabra Sport Bluetooth stereo headphones, and I actually don't really like them, and I'll tell you why. One reason I don't like them is they're just too big for my ears. I think they're made for men, and I didn't see any alternatives. Those are, you can get those for about $70. Another one that I have my eye on is called the Jaybird Freedom Stereo Bluetooth earbuds, and those are about $77. Those look like they're a little bit smaller, but what they are sort of Bluetooth headphones, kind of like the type you'd use in a car, but with a very durable rubber attachment between them. And you can pair them with your phone if you're running, and you can listen, and there are different buttons to advance them and things like that. One thing that I didn't count on, I don't usually run with my phone, but one thing I didn't count on is that when I'm running, I can get people can call me on the cell phone, so I'll be running along and the phone will ring, interrupting my music, and Michelle, what are you doing? Oh, I'm running. So it's hard. I've learned to kind of ignore it, but I hear when my text messages come in. So I think they're good. My intention of getting them was to have them on long runs so I could listen to podcasts and a variety of things, but they haven't worked out for me yet. I still like the idea, but So that's my experience. Anybody else?
I still use all the old hand crank stuff. I'm probably the least tech savvy runner you're ever going to find. That's to me, it's all wires, and I'm still trying to figure out how to use an iPod. So Bluetooth sounds awfully intimidating.
Yeah, me too. I just like you know if I have what I have works, then I'm not gonna.
Yeah, but they can be cool. I think if they didn't fall out of my ears, I would definitely use them. Okay, are we ready to give away some Sock Geek socks?
Let's do it.
Wow. Ooh, socks.
Okay. I've had to hire another staff to get out there and knit these things.
That's right.
Okay, so we had five people write in questions, and I've put their names in random order. And Steve, if you could call out a number between 1 and 5, including 1 and 5 if you want to.
Okay. I don't think we've done number 1 yet, so let's do number 1.
Okay, that is Don Ardito. So, Don, you have won some socks. So send us a message at questions@mickeymilespodcast.com and tell us your shoe size and your address, and we will send you out some socks. All right?
Socks.com.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Don. And as always, we want more and more questions. Remember, the question that you ask may be the question of 100 people, and you could be the person who unlocks the mystery that they have with their question. So keep those questions coming. You can send them to us at questions@mickeymilespodcast.com, and you can also put them on our Facebook page. So for Michelle Scrivener-McLean and for Steve Bernhardt, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you on the road.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.